Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. I'm out on the West Coast now, Port Townsend, Washington. I had a comment on the last video from a member named Max Stam. Thanks, Max, for the comment. And he was asking, well, what are we supposed to do with this diminished thing? How does it work in context? So I'd like to just start off with a little bit of that, because a lot of theory is no good without practice, right? They go together. So we were talking about this diminished. Diminished with the C in it, one of the three diminished structures that's available, the other one being this one and this one. But we'll talk about this C diminished as having various destinations it could go to, such as D flat major, B flat minor, B flat major, G minor, G major. Minor. E major. And then C sharp minor. Okay, that's fine. So that's the little warm-up that we did in various ways last time. Now, the point of that being that this diminished structure that's all made up of totally symmetrical tritone things, made up out of two tritones, so it wants to resolve some kind of way, and in this one, something like this, you know. And so it's basically functioning as a dominant chord, and it's easily thought of as a dominant chord. So if I'm, let's say we're playing a blues, let's say a minor blues in C minor. So when I go to the four chord, I'm going to think about changing that C minor into a kind of a diminished sound. So let's say I'm going one, two, three. So I went from this sound to this sound. C7 with a flat 9, right? From C minor. So C7 with a flat 9 is like a diminished, like a D flat diminished. Okay, same diminished we were just talking about. Sorry, not the same diminished. This diminished half step up, because this one comes off of E. I oftentimes think of it as coming off of the third of the dominant chord of where I'm trying to go. That sounds complicated, but really it's not. I just think about it as the leading tone. Where am I going? I'm going to F. So my diminished starts on E, because that's the leading tone. And I think about and that diminished gives the dominant sound a flat 9 sound, right? That diminished forms the 3rd, the 5th, the flat 7, and the flat 9 of the dominant, right? So if I'm going to F minor, I think about that as so here I am in this blues C minor. Let's say I want to go back to C. I can make the dominant comes off of G7, you know, to get back to C. So I can I could play off of the 3rd of G7. This is how I'm thinking about it right now, which is off of B.
this turnaround is, let's just say it's an A flat 7 to a G7 to C. So the A flat 7. Those could both be thought of as diminished as well. So that a blues chorus using those diminished to get around from one chord to another, always leading into the chord with the diminished, could sound something like 1, 2, 3. So that's in the context of something real simple like a blues. I mean, we could do it in a tune that modulates more, like All the Things You Are. So that every time there's a dominant chord comes around, you just put a diminished sound in there. Right here. Another one here. Now I got a dominant on the B flat 7. I'm playing D diminished. Now we got a D7. I'll play F sharp diminished. Again, from the bridge. Now this is more of an augmented sound at the end of the bridge, so I won't play a diminished there. Diminished here. This is an actual diminished in the tune. That's an idea for, you know, once you did a little bit of warm-up on these, using the diminished sound for each dominant chord in a tune. It'd be nice to just take tunes like that and just transpose them through different keys and start to get a handle on that. I still haven't gotten to what we're going to do in terms of spreading this concept out, but this is the basic thing, and I think we should take it a little bit at a time. That's going to make it much more digestible and make better progress. All right. Till next time.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along. A category called the Language of Jazz, where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar, and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.